أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود؟ In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained various qualities of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, in which there are many things that we should keep in mind. One is that we come to know who Allah Ta'ala is, and that Allah Ta'ala is not the product of our imagination, that what we think who Allah Ta'ala is. But we have to find out from the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, which our great ulama from there have deduced. And all this is a separate subject in Islam, which is known as ilmul kalam, that is of aqaid. And great, great details are given of about the existence of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is wajibul wujud, etc. Very great discussions take place in there. So we have to, from our ulama, learn who Allah Ta'ala is. And at the same time, we have to learn our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. It is also narrated, a person who has recognized Allah will recognize himself. That how great Allah Ta'ala is, then he'll realize how insignificant and what an absolute nothing he is. And a person who recognizes himself also, that I was not responsible for my existence, I can't maintain my life in this world, that is, when Allah takes me away, I can't stop it. And I can't go before Allah wants me to go. I'm totally dependent on Allah. Then also a person will realize the greatness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then after explaining those great, great qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and they are also everywhere in the Quran Sharif, where on the one side the great mercy of Allah is explained, that how Allah can punish, that is also explained. And also how Allah take a person to task in this world, and in the year after how Allah will take a person to task. And then also the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is always forgiving, just that we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And yet the reason for that forgiveness, that Allah loves His creation. It is what He has created, what He has made, and He doesn't want to see this creation to be destroyed. And the mankind is such that he will do wrong. So Allah has given the great door of Tawbah and Istighfar. Now Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Hal ataka hadithul junood, kya pahunchi tujhko baat un lashkaro ki, have the news and the information and the history of the armies, have that come to you, has that been brought to you, addressing Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly. But this was a direct ayat for the kuffar of Makkah and the non-believers of the Arabs. That don't you people know what had happened to those people with great armies, the armies of Fir'aun wa Thamud, Fir'aun or Thamud ke. They were such mighty armies, so strong, like we have today armies of America, Russia, and they regard themselves as superpowers and very strong. At that time, these armies were also extremely strong. And on the other hand, in the time of Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was regarded as extremely weak. He stuttered in his speaking also, and that also Fir'aun used against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said that, who is better, me, that I'm controlling the rivers of Egypt which run, or is this person who is a maheen, who is a despised, lowly person, na'uzubillah, is he better? And how many chances Allah had given to Fir'aun and his people. And this is a news which is not only in the Quran or Islamically, but it is in the Bible also, it is in the Torah also. And this news is in all the history of the world also. History which is away from any religion also. This has been maintained till today. And the pyramids are also there that will remain as a witness for mankind. Man does not even realize he goes for a tour to Egypt. He goes and see the Sphinx and the pyramids, but he doesn't realize what the history is in there. And for that Allah has kept it, so man cannot deny on the day of Qiyamah that we did not know. They went and see the pyramids, but they took no lesson from there. And that is the absolute blindness of mankind. So Allah, this news is widespread in the whole world, and everyone knows the great power of Fir'aun, the people of Thamud, and their architecture is still maintained till today. And if a person can't travel to Saudi Arabia and go and see it, he can see it on the internet also, and see those huge, huge mountains which they carved out, and they made their houses from there. And they said themselves, "Man ashaddu minna quwwa?" Who is there who is more stronger than us? We are the absolute might and power. Allah says, "You people know how we smashed them to smithereens. Nothing of them was left whatsoever. The whole what Fir'aun had prepared was handed over overnight to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people." And this is not difficult to understand also. The nationalist government in our country, for how many years they built up the country, the roads, and so to say, overnight they had to hand it over to those people who they despised, who they looked down upon totally in every way, without a drop of blood being shed, and the whole country was given over to them. So yeah, till today also Allah shows it what the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala is. Allah can take away government from whom He wants to, and He gives it to whom He wants to. And all this is not that we rule as we want to, but Allah wants to see that how we rule. If we rule how Allah wants to, that government stays with us. And if it's opposite to that, Allah will give it to somebody else. So this is the great power of Allah Ta'ala. The people of Makkah are directly warned about this. And we also, who are readers of the Quran and believers in the Quran, and our belief and trust in the Quran, the word of Allah, as Allah explains further, that this is no some comic strips, or this is no some cartoons on the screen. This is Quran, which is in Lawh-e Mahfuz. It is kept absolutely safe and solid in the solid tablet of Lawh-e Mahfuz. So this is the Quran that tells us of how great Allah is and what the great power of Allah Ta'ala is. We should realize that there is only one way for us, and that is so total submission to Allah Ta'ala. But we want to use our brains, and we want to fathom Allah. Allah is beyond fathoming. We can never ever. Allah is unlimited in every quality of His. Nobody can reach where any near but where Allah Ta'ala is. For us, it is just total submission, and that is good for us. Even if we have transgressed, and a person submits to Allah, Allah still favors that person. But a person who does not believe in Allah correctly, or he associates partners, or he denies the commands of Allah, if he disbelieves or he has doubt in Quran Sharif, in one ayat, if a person has a doubt, his iman is in great jeopardy and is in great danger. May Allah give us tawfiq to be as Allah wants us to be.